Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello. Welcome to episode 60. I thought there should be a song for 60, but there isn't. Sorry.
Yeah.
For How You At You. Wait, did I say it right? Oh, well, we're going with it. I'm Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And I'm Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes. So if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where we're going to give you guys a rundown of the hottest K-news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yes. So netizens have pointed out similarities between Monsta X and JYP's upcoming group.
Ooh.
So on the 1st of November, JYP unveiled a mysterious teaser for their brand new boy group. The brand's logo, phrases "We are all heroes and heroes are coming," were shown in the teaser, which raised anticipation among fans. However, some netizens were pointing out the similarities between Monsta X's logo and JYP's new group logo. On a popular online community forum, a netizen shared a tweet that points out the alleged similarities between the two groups, also including the logo and the words hero, because Monsta X's logo was hero and they used the phrase "we are." I don't know if you'll kind of feel like that's a stretch, but I don't know. Have you seen the logo at
No,
all?
This is all news to me.
So, do you know what the Monsta X logo looks like?
I feel like I do. Is it like, is there an M?
Yeah, so it's like an M and the X, right?
Uh-huh.
So, with this boy group's logo, it looks the same, but there's like a horizontal line through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I'm seeing... I think I found it.
So it's very similar.
Oh.
It's giving inspired vibes. Apparently this boy group will be called, I don't know if it's meant to be pronounced Extraordinary Heroes or Extraordinary Heroes. I don't know. Interesting name. I think yesterday JYP Entertainment launched their social media accounts as well for this group. I don't know how I feel about that name, but I feel like a lot of groups have dodgy names and they just kind of growing.
Exactly. Like, I'm trying to think. There are so many weird group names, but I'm trying to think.
Like,
of
even
one.
Monsta X is like, can you imagine? I actually remember because they had Starship had their competition show, right?
Uh-huh.
And when it's like, oh, you guys are gonna be called Monsta X, they're like, oh yeah, great.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? So, you know, who am I? Anyway, moving on. ONF have announced that all five of its Korean members will be enlisting in the military together, everyone. So on the 2nd of November, the leaders of the group shared a handwritten letters in which they revealed that the group's Korean members have all decided to fulfill their military service at the same time to minimize, you know, the hiatus period, with the exception of Yu, who is a Japanese member, so obviously he doesn't have to enlist. So all the members will be enlisting in December. Most of the members were born in 94 or 95, which means they probably could have waited another year to enlist.
Yeah, that's
however,
still pretty young.
Fans also applaud their decision to stick together no matter what. So, you know, maybe they might start a trend and more groups might enlist together. I don't know. Moving on. And really quickly, because I want to get into this other thing, which is like kind of long. But 101 is reportedly in discussions for a potential reunion with albums and concerts. I feel like this discussion always comes up around the time when it's time for the Mama Awards. That's just my thing. But apparently this time it's different because they've had a series of positive discussions and the discussions are quite active, an insider said. So according to CJENM, they have been reported of having a possibility of having a project album, to even holding concerts, and not just simply having the members appear on stage together again. At the moment, they are trying to coordinate around each member's current activities, whether it's be variety shows, acting, or music promotion. The most important thing for the chances of reunion is the members' intention, and several members have reportedly shared internally that the idea, if they do reunite, that they do it the right way. So be on the lookout for that. But what I really want to get into is these Mama 2021 nominations. So on the 3rd of November, Mama revealed its nominations for its upcoming award ceremony, which is scheduled to take place on the 11th of December at 6 p.m. Korean Standard Time. So I'm going to go through each category, Shay, and from each category, you should tell me who you want to win.
Okay.
Or who you expect to win. Or if you have both, then you could say both. Like, who you want to win and who you think will actually take it. But anyway.
Okay.
So the first category is Best New Male Artist. So in this category, you have Drippin in hyphen E-P-E-X, Mirai, and P1 Harmony. Who do you think is going to win, or who do you want to win?
Okay, I don't know who the middle person was, so I'm sorry if they're amazing, but in hyphen's done pretty well for themselves, but I sort of have a bias towards P1 Harmony. I'm not going to lie, I haven't really listened to much of their music. I just love their personality.
I was about to say, I feel like they're more memeable, but yeah. I feel like in hyphen might take it.
Yeah.
But again, I might be a bit biased because I haven't really heard of the other three. So that's Drippin, EPEX, and Mirai. I've heard of Drippin. I haven't like heard them, if that makes sense.
It's a group?
Or? Yes, it's a boy group, yeah. But the other two, sorry to that man, I don't know.
It's very beautiful to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so winner in hyphen. Okay, next category, we have Best New Female Artist. So you have Aespa, Joyeuri, Kwon Eunbi, Lightsome, and Stacey.
Okay, once again, I don't know all of them. So for me, it would be between like Stacey and Aespa. I think Aespa might get it, but Stacey has done so much. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. They're both quite impactful.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I feel like they might give it to Aespa, but Stacey should get some love.
Exactly.
Well, they might surprise us. You never know. Anyway, next category is Best Male Artist. So we have three members of EXO going up against each other. So that's Baekhyun, Dio, and Kai. And then also you have Kang Daniel and Lee Mujin. Who takes it?
I'm sorry, Kai. I know this might be upsetting. I think Baekhyun might take it.
Yeah, I think it's between Kai and Baekhyun.
Yeah.
For me. If it was last year, I don't know. Kang Daniel's releases, that was like 2020, right?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like a while ago.
Yeah.
Compared to everything. I don't know, but even Baekhyun's he had Bambi was this year, right?
Yeah, Bambi was pretty recently. That was an album, no? I think so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Between Kai and Baekhyun for me.
Because if it's like judged by pre-existing things, so like between like now and everything prior, because isn't Kai meant to have a comeback soon? So I don't know if that would sway it at all. Yeah, but I don't think
that would count though, would it?
Because I think his comeback's meant to be late November, and then this awards, it might be too soon, but I don't know. I don't work here.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, between Kai and Baekhyun. Mm. Anyway, good luck. Next is best female artist. So we have Haze, IU, Blackpink's Lisa, Blackpink's Rosé, and Girls' Generation's Taeyeon. So who gets it?
I could see IU taking it, but I also like feel like Lisa might have a chance.
Yeah, same.
But IU's our queen, so I'm pro IU.
Pro IU. Yeah, I think it will be between those two.
I love Haze as well.
Same. I can't think of what... I'm out of the loop, so maybe I'm not the best person to ask this, and people probably drag me. But what has she released recently?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. But to be honest, like, I'm sure, is Haze in the OST world? And, like, does she do other bits?
Maybe. That might be what it is.
Mm.
I know she has done before, so maybe that's her bag this year. I don't know.
Mm.
As I said, I'm not in the loop, so I know how you girls like to tussle. So, I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, moving on. Best male group. We have BTS. Okay, next. But anyway, it's BTS, NCT 127, NCT Dream, Seventeen, Stray Kids, and TXT. I feel like they're going to give it to BTS.
Okay, unless BTS is like heavily nominated for like bigger awards, I could see this maybe going to TXT or to NCT 127.
Same.
If they're in like other bigger categories. Are. Yeah.
But BTS. Next is best female group. So there's G Idol, Brave Girls, ITZY, Oh My Girl, Red Velvet, and Twice. Maybe ITZY or Twice.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well. Because Red Velvet hasn't been active enough.
They had that one comeback.
Not like Queendom or Kingdom. Yeah.
Oh, but I don't know if it banned over there.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
ITZY or Twice, I think. Mm. Maybe. Okay, next one. Best dance performance for a male group. Best dance performance male group. Okay, so we have BTS, Butter. NCT 127, Sticker. NCT Dream, Hot Sauce. Seventeen, Ready to Love. SHINee, Don't Call Me. And Stray Kids, Thunderous.
Okay, I haven't seen the Thunderous choreo, and there's another one in there that I haven't seen.
17?
I think it's probably 17's choreo. I haven't seen either. I love SHINee to the moon and back, but the Don't Call Me choreo gives me nightmares. Sticker as a whole gives me nightmares.
Why does Don't Call Me give you nightmares?
I don't know. Is that oh, what's the dance called? It's like that leg thing that they do. I don't know.
That's the best part.
I love it. But there's one of them that always finds it hard to do it. Like, one of them's always out of sync.
I'm done. We will not tolerate SHINee slander on this podcast. Eject them, yourself.
Though. Very I'm beautiful joking. To me. I guess Butter could have a good chance impact-wise.
But for dance performance...
Because they had, like, the whole sign language incorporation. So if it's impact of the choreo...
Well, for Butter, I had permission to dance at the sign language, no? Or am I wrong?
Girl, ignore me. I don't work here. Just leave me outside.
I liked Hot Sauce choreography.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I loved Hot Sauce.
I just don't think they should give it to Butter because I don't...
There was a dance. Was there a dance in Butter?
There was, but as I said, it's not... I wouldn't award it compared to everything else.
Yeah, is that not like a
For dance.
Maybe there was like a period that the song had to have come out in. Because I feel like Butter is a weird nomination for dance specifically.
But I feel like, I don't know why they... No offense to ARMY, so I don't know why they put BTS in this category. Because I feel like any of their recent songs is not worthy of a... dance performance nomination. Not saying that the dance isn't great, but like compared to everything else.
I would say like I would understand if it's Permission to Dance or Black Swan, but
even
like
Permission
in
to
terms
dance.
Of recent stuff, Permission to Dance in terms of the impact.
Yeah, but it's not about the impact. This is just strip it down to dance. If we had to watch it on mute, or like watch it just to forget what the song's about, forget what impact it holds. It's for best dance performance.
Okay, hot sauce.
Yeah, but you know, if all of these categories are based on votes, then BTS will get it. Anyway, moving on to same category, but for female groups. So that's best dance performance. We have aespa, Next Level. We have ITZY, In the Morning, Oh My Girl, Dun Dun Dance, Red Velvet, Queendom, Stacey, ASAP, and Twice, Alcohol Free. This is a strong category.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that, like, between Twice, Stacey, and aespa especially.
Even ITZY and Oh My Girl, like, I feel like Red Velvet can remove themselves. No offense. In terms of impact, dance impact, everything else easily can win it.
Yeah, that's a bit more of a difficult one, I think.
I think who has the edge? Probably Next Level, and maybe, but even Twice.
But even because Stacey, Alcohol Free, like,
yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's between aespa and Stacey. If I have to narrow it down.
What Stacey song was it?
ASAP.
Okay, that would be a difficult one. It's really anyone's game. But
even
game.
Oh My Girl, I don't know.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Good luck. next category is best dance performance solo, okay? So there's EXO's Baekhyun's Bambi, Hyuna, I'm Not Cool, Blackpink's Lisa La Lisa, Blackpink's Rosé on the Ground, Somi, Dum Dum, and Girls' Generation's Taeyeon with Weekend.
On the Ground had choreo?
Yes, she was literally on the ground.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like with that choreography, it's good to, that's not a choreography you want to watch live, because when she sings on the ground and they're all on the floor, all you're going to see is feet and legs. Flat. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't see that winning. I think Lisa had a big impact, but choreo-wise, I was a bit underwhelmed. I liked Bambi's choreo.
Yeah, that was a good choreo.
Chef's kiss. Hyuna's I'm Not Cool choreo, that was like...
That was quite
memorable and cool.
Yeah. The only thing that will save Lisa is probably everyone loves the bridge part. Or the choreo when she's in her cultural attire.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, like the You Cannot See Me part. Yeah.
Ooh. Even Dum Dum was quite good.
What was Dum Dum's choreo?
That's the one where she puts her finger up her eye and that body roll thing.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
I do like Taeyeon's Weekend, but I just don't think it's
not the strongest choreo, but it had its moment. It's really cute.
It was a really cute song.
Yeah.
I feel like it was not appreciated, but, you know. Who are we going to give it to?
I would say... Baekhyun or Hyuna, maybe.
I think they're either going to give it to Hyuna or Lisa.
Okay.
Okay. So next one is best vocal performance. Vocals. Okay. So we have Akmu, the song Naka with IU, Da Vinci, Just Hug Me, Haze, Happen. Okay, there we go. She has a song. IU, Celebrity, and Mugen. Lee Mugen, Traffic Light. I don't know half of these songs. I'm not going
to
pretend.
I've only listened to the IU song in there. I don't think I've heard anything else.
I don't think I've heard anything else. I feel like it's unfair for us to pick. Okay, let's just move on. Good luck to everyone. I'm going to skip that category too because... You know what? Let me say it. Maybe I'm just uncultured. But best band performance... I don't listen to bands like that, but here we go. So we have 10 Centimeter, Sleepless in Seoul. That song sounds familiar, but I don't remember it. CN Blue. They're still around. CN Blue, Then, Now, and Forever. Day 6, You Make Me. Genevieve, I think that's how you say it. Genevieve, A Thought on an Autumn Night. And N Flying Moonshot.
Oh, I haven't heard any of this. I didn't know Day 6. That must be recent, I guess. These nominations seem recent.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know any of these songs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Good luck.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Next is Best Hip Hop and Urban Music. So there's... Stop it.
Come on.
We have... Ash, shut up. We have Ash Island, Melody, Changmo, GJD, Jesse, What Type of X, Winners, Songmin Ho, Runaway, and Yamada Gucci. I feel uncultured. I don't know this. I don't know any of these songs.
I have no idea what's going on.
What's Jesse's What Type of X?
I just searched it up. I don't...
Is that the... Is it that?
I think it is. So, yeah, I think it is that one.
I feel like that's a stretch to put in because she's rapping. It's hip-hop. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I feel that it's very pop, but that's just me.
Yeah, it is that song. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Why is there a hip-hop category?
I mean, there is K-hip-hop, but I don't know.
There is, but this... Some of these don't feel like they fit into that.
Anyway, I'm not going to read the rest of the nominations, but the other three, because I feel like we're not going to add any insight to this because we are two uncultured women at the moment. So there's Best OST, Best Collaboration, that includes Coldplay and BTS My Universe. I still have not listened to that. And then you have... Worldwide Fans Choice Top 10. And then there's like a long ass list of people. There's about, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wait, is that the award when they give it to like a foreign artist?
No, I think this is the awards for international fans to choose or something. I don't know.
Oh,
it's Worldwide Fans Choice.
Because that's one thing I've always like been curious about, because I don't know if it's an official category, but didn't they give like Dua Lipa one, and they've given like another foreigner
an award, I guess, but I don't know if that's votable. I think that's just something Mama does. But yeah, I'm guessing voting starts soon, so be on the lookout. I guess my heart goes out to all you multi stands that have to pull out your hair and pick one person. Good luck. Good luck to you. And loads of people are upset that where's Taemin on this?
Where is Taemin?
So yeah, people are not happy. Like there's no Taemin, nothing.
That's so rude.
Yeah. But anyway, that was a very long Hot Topics. So if there's anything you guys want us to talk about, or if you want to, you know, disagree with our choices, then hit us up on social media at How You At You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea. You can send it all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on socials, or you can go to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion is the majority of Twice members are forgettable, and I can't see many of them flourishing as soloists.
Yikes. Tell me how you really feel. Yeah, I kind of see that, but I don't know if they actually would want to do that either. But I don't know. I don't really follow Twice heavily to, I guess, know the intricacies of their persona, if that makes sense. So I could be way off.
I definitely feel as though that they have their own, like, pizzazzes to them. I think we also have to take into consideration it's like a 9-member group, no?
Mm-hmm.
And they're more like girls that are on, like, okay, we're on work hours, if we're off work hours or off work hours.
Yeah, like, but that's not the question. The question is if so-and-so, if they decide not to continue as Twice and they all did separate things, do you think all nine of them will bang?
So that's the point I was going to go on to, because I think some of them, we don't see their personalities shine for as much now. But I think if they go into their niche areas of interest, they could make a name for themselves. I think they do have like good personalities and stuff.
But in terms of music?
No, okay.
Because I honestly don't see them
all continuing in music in that sense. Mm-hmm. No. But soloists, in terms of pursuing solo careers, I could see them getting big. Like I could see some of them really focusing on comedy instead of music, or some on OSTs, which is still music. But I think once they go into their own different sub niches, that could work, but maybe not all in music.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. Our next unpopular opinion is, I know that it's so normalized now, but sometimes it makes me feel really uncomfy when I catch myself or others referring to K-pop artists as idols.
Yeah, I don't like the idols term, I'm not going to lie, because I don't idolize nobody.
Yeah, like I feel like it's normalized now, like you hear us say it and stuff, but when you sit and think about it, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because it's a strong word.
Like in the West, the only time we used to hear the word idol was like if we were talking about American Idol.
Like, I think even before that, there'd be certain people that'd be like, oh, Britney Spears is my idol. Like, I don't talk about anyone like that, period. And I guess I just disassociate what idols technically are, because it's just like, that's just the K-pop terminology for it, if that makes sense. Yeah. So
it sort of has like a different association.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was a bit like, oh, okay. Because it's almost like giving someone godlike status.
Yeah. Like, there's only one God.
Watch this turn into like a Christian podcast. Oh, God. But yeah, a little bit uncomfy. But thank you for sharing. And then on to our very last unpopular opinion. Some of these idol survival shows make me feel sick to my stomach. Like, why are there cameras all over these girls' rooms, even in the toilets? Like, I swear there was one show, and there was even a camera positioned in a way where you could see into the shower.
Oh, what programs are you watching? I haven't watched a survival show in a long time, so I've never really seen, like, don't get me wrong, I've seen cameras, like, in bed, not necessarily, like, just girls' rooms, but, like, bedrooms in general, because for example, if it's like a show that's centered around a house or whatever, then people have conversations in their bedroom, or they like to laugh at, I don't know, the way someone wakes up because their hair looks funny or whatever. But I've never seen any like in the toilet or anything, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the show was, but I sort of, this is making me think of a clip that I saw on TikTok where there was literally cameras everywhere, and there was even one facing the shower, because I don't know if the girls had just got there, so they were like trying to like figure out where cameras were and stuff, and I don't know, like they were even trying to get changed in the room, but there's obviously like cameras everywhere, so they were like putting the clothes they wanted to change into under what they were wearing and having to change there.
Wow, that's not cool.
No. And then there was even one facing like into the shower, like you could see the shower.
Mm-mm. What show was that?
I don't know. I'm gonna send it to you. Like, I was quite shook.
That can't be allowed.
Like, are there no rules? And like, I guess some people, like the argument for them was not in terms of protecting companies doing that, but when people are like, oh, why would the female idols like not turn the cameras off or move them? But some people are trying to say, like, if you're a trainee or you're new in the industry, you don't really have that scope or ability to just change things. Like, that could end your career or cause a problem for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's not cool. Yeah, we agree with that. So thank you to everyone that sent in their unpopular opinions. And remember that if you have any unpopular opinions that you want us to break down on the show, you can send them to halut@gmail.com. Leave them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/halut@you, or even DM them to us on socials. Today we kind of have a game. It's more so a question.
Okay.
But someone asked, who would you love to be on a fan call with? And then the second question is, who would you hate to be on a fan call with?
Who would I love to be on a love me, myself. Hate also me, because nobody's perfect. No, I'm joking. Who would I love to be on a fan call with?
I can't think of who I would love to be on one with, but I know who I would hate to be on a fan call with.
Okay, go on.
And that's Jaehyun. Oh my god, the responses that I've seen him give people.
Why is he quite dry? Cry.
It's not dry. Like, he, I don't know what it is, but the way he responds to people is almost like saying, do you have no shame? Or like, he'll give you nothing. Like, he's, like, I think one fan was on the call showing him like a cute video of himself. And he was like, ah, that's so cute. Like, you can tell he doesn't want to be.
I'm done.
I would cry.
I would love to be on a fan call with Key.
Oh,
Shiny's Key. For that W vibe. Who would I hate? I don't know who I would hate.
I don't know. Like, either Jaehyun specifically because of what the videos I've seen, or an idol that would try and get you to do agio for them.
There's idols that try to get...
Yes.
Are they like, this is payback? What's going on?
So it's like sometimes, like, say they play a game with the person who's on the call and they win. They might ask you to do agio, but some...
But I mean, does the idol ask the fan to do agio? Or are you saying...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The idol asks the fans to do it.
Oh. No, that's definitely payback. They're like, you know what? It's time to flip tables. It's time to do the switcheroo.
I would put the phone down. Respect.
Well, like Peppa Pig, yeah?
No. Oh, God. And one thing I've always wondered about, like, these fan calls, I wonder if there's been any idols that have, like, extended their calls. Because I know they have, like, their little alarms that go off. But I wonder if there's one that's, like, been persistent and, like, stayed on with the fan for longer. But that's the end of that. And now onto On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything that we've been watching, listening to, or want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
On my radar is this... why did I start like that? On my radar has been CL and DPR.
Oh my God.
DPR Ian, right? Christian. What in the love story is going on there?
Exactly, like, get a room on stage.
Even wow. Before that, when they in the airport, CL was living her life. She didn't touch her luggage at all. It was Christian with his luggage and her luggage.
Must be nice.
And again, I'm jealous of both of them.
Exactly,
both, like, of them equally.
Who do you want to be in this situation?
Both of them.
My radar. I honestly couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. I'm not even here. I'm a hallucination. Like, what? I don't know. I really don't know.
It's okay.
Thank you. I know this is a safe space, so
it's,
I don't
it's
know.
It's a safe space. But anyway, guys, let us know what's on your radar on socials. And, you know, we might
mention. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I lied. Oh.
It was all a lie, guys. It was all a lie. Yeah, go on, sorry.
At the Head in the Clouds concert, where BB was chucking condoms into the crowd.
Oh my gosh, did you see that clip of when BB jumped off stage?
She kissed them.
Oh my days.
Like, I don't know what is going on here, as long as everyone is happy. So I witnessed that.
Anyways, that's it. Bye. Thank you for listening. How do I end this again? I don't remember. I'm Shanice from K-Wit Box. You can follow me on K-Wit Box, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at the K-Way_100 or TikTok at the K-Way_. But thank you for listening to Holla at You.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.